What's hot and what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot?
Well, we got a lot of exciting stuff to talk about. Got quite a bid here in beans and the whole grain complex here, wheat. Really starting to help growers. So when you look at the big picture, low fuel, low interest rates, problems across the world with food security, quite a bid coming into the beef market this morning. Currently, as we speak, all the cattle months bid limit up. I'm not sure we'll open there, but that's where they intend to start. So quite a bunch of good news. I think if the farmer takes a step back, looks at the world picture, thinks about food security, they should be optimistic about being in agriculture. Also, government per hour, per day, passing more bills for more money for all types of folks and all types of businesses. And it's really starting to have an effect on the markets. Some folks are even saying that possibly stocks could start to form a low here in the next few weeks.
That's what's hot. So what's not?
What's not hot is we're all locked in our homes or not being able to see loved ones, and we're caring for our elders, and everyone's at risk to this. There's, I think there was a little arrogance amongst younger people thinking that this was an older person deal, and that's not true. There's plenty of young people in intensive care across the world right now. So numbers in Spain, in Germany, and Italy are still extremely high death rate in Europe. They say we're a few weeks behind that. So let's keep our thoughts and prayers together, and let's stay home and wash your hands. If not for yourself, for your loved ones, your elders, and we will get through this. Currently, China's cases are down to single digits per day being reported, assuming they're telling the truth.
That's what's hot and what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk.